San Francisco police have released footage showing a fatal shooting of a security guard at Union Square. On December 20th, several officers opened fire on a Dior security guard, 50-year-old Peter Hodge Jr. Acting Commander Mark M. said Hodge allegedly drove an SUV with illegal police lights on it onto a sidewalk while chasing down a man on a bike. In the process, he hit two women, which spurred 911 calls of an erratic driver. The two women were hospitalized. M says Hodge kept chasing the man on the bike before running into him. The man fled the scene and Hodge tried to put the bike in the SUV, then took the man's bag and left. M said police responded to calls, located the security guard and vehicle near the Dior store, where Hodge presumably worked. He said then they left to formulate a plan to arrest him. Police body cam shows seven officers formulating a plan, then multiple police cars and officers approach Hodge armed with rifles.
Hey, Peter, don't move.
Hodge has his hands up, according to the video, and can be heard saying, "What are you worried about?" several times as an officer threatens to use force.
Wait. We're going to use force against you. Just put your hands,
hands up.
Put your hands on your head. Stop talking this way.
What are you
put your hands up.
Hey, I'm going to wrap them, right? Turn around. Turn around. Turn around.
While he has his hands up facing the officers, they shout at him to turn around. As Hodge begins to turn around, or either to walk away, it's not clear, he does begin to turn on the officer's command to do so. An officer says, "I'm going to wrap him." Then a loud bang as if an officer shoots. Officer M says one of the officers on scene had fired a BOLA wrap device. It's new to San Francisco police and shoots out a 7-foot-long cord that wraps around a suspect to subdue them. In this case, the device failed. The video shows Hodge stopping as officers deployed the BOLA wrap and shouted to keep his hands up. Hodge, after the bang, then lowers his hands and begins to walk away as officers say red light and use a less-than-lethal beanbag-type rifle, firing it at Hodge. Video then shows Hodge pulling out a gun and police firing a hail of bullets on him. At least six officers opened fire before a sergeant yelled blue on blue, believing they had potentially taken down a fellow officer. Here's Commanding Officer M speaking at a press briefing Monday.
As Mr. Hodge reached for his waistband, Mr. Hodge then raised his right hand with the firearm in it as he pivoted towards the officers standing in the street. Mr. Hodge quickly took a shooting stance with his feet shoulder width apart, two hands on the handgun, slightly bent forward while pointing at the officers in the street. Officers number 1, 3, and 4 and sergeants 1, 2, and 3 discharged their firearms at Mr. Hodge, who then fell to the ground.
This is a situation that could have been avoided by police taking more time and being more effort at trying to de-escalate a situation as opposed to being very aggressive at the outset.
John Burris is a civil rights attorney who's represented several families of people killed by police. He says Hodge presumably had the right to carry a weapon as a security guard. And while the officers were justified in shooting Hodge for pulling out his weapon, there was more they could have done to de-escalate the situation beforehand.
Because he wasn't being aggressive toward them. And he was standing, he was talking and being responsive to them. They then decided to take more aggressive action with the beanbags and other sources. So my view was that, sure, once the gun was pointed in the direction that created danger to the police officer, they certainly had a right to use deadly force. That could have been avoided by slowing the process down and giving the de-escalation techniques a time to work.
Police say the two women hit by Hodge are healing with no life-threatening injuries reported.